Good morning, McGee. Your eggs will be ready in just a minute.
No rush, Molly. And while I'm waiting, may I be the very first to wish you a happy and prosperous YMCA week.
I didn't even know this was it.
Oh, this is it, all right. I keep up on the doings at the Y, you know. You know, that was the outfit that handed out donuts to servicemen in World War I, them the Salvation Army. I'll never forget that gesture, because those donuts were the beginning of all my stomach trouble in later years.
Well, eating YMCA donuts 40 years ago is hardly a reason for keeping up with Y activities now, is it?
Oh, I had a lot more to do with the organization than that. In my younger days, I played a lot of basketball at the Y, back in Joy.
Don't be thrilling, McGee.
Hmm?
Basketball hadn't even been invented in your younger days.
Why, it most absurdly had. In fact, I was the star of the Y team one year. I and a guy by the name of Tall Paul Small. I'll never forget our big game that year because it ended in a free-for-all. We had the ball and went into a stall, me and Tall Paul. Well, the other team set up a squall about the stall and a Paul fell over the hall. One of them tried to knock Paul into the wall and grabbed the ball. Well, Small had the gall to fall on the ball, and that was the call for the free-for-all. The whole thing wound up with me and Tall Paul Small getting banished from the hall and not being allowed to play ball until the team call went out the following fall.
So, in other words, you claim you were an athlete in your younger days.
One of the best. And what's more, I'm going to have a chance to be one again. There's a story in today's paper about a new club that the YMCA and the YWCA are opening up for married couples like us.
Oh, really?
I think we ought to join and use the facilities to keep in shape.
Oh, I don't know about that, McGee. The Y and YMCA stands for young, you know. And that would seem to leave us out right there.
Shucks, Molly, we could still run rings around some of them younger couples. I can see me in the pool now, darting around underwater like a dolphin, doing all those fancy dives off the high board.
Don't be ridiculous, McGee. You sink.
Well, I don't know why I should. I just had my bath and put on clean clothes.
What I mean is, you don't know how to swim very well.
Well, maybe I'll go in for weightlifting then.
Say, that's an idea. You used to do pretty well with the dumbbells before we were married.
If you're referring to Fern Paul and Sophie Untermeyer, they looked a lot dumber than they really were.
McGee, I'm talking about weightlifting equipment.
Oh. Well, I bet I could still lift a lot more than men half my age.
Probably so, if you could see over your paunch to find the weight.
You can jest if you want to, Molly. Be right. But physical fitness is important. And this new Y Club for married couples should be just the thing for us.
Well, maybe so, if we just eased into the activities.
I'm thinking in terms of working out on the weights, then a session with the medicine ball, a couple of fast games of ping pong, a little handball, hard swim, and a shower.
It does sound inviting. Where are you going now to register our names for the club?
Not right now, kiddo. I'm talking about all that exercise has worn me out. I think I'll take a nap before I do anything.
You know, McGee, I just can't get over how nice it is of the YMCA to open its facilities to married couples on one night a week like this.
Yeah, and I can't hardly wait to take advantage of the opportunity for keeping physically fit. Just you watch me in that pool, boy. I'll be like a dolphin.
Dolphins go right to the bottom.
Well, so will I. I don't know how to swim.
Well, for heaven's sake, stay in the shallow water then, will you?
I'm just kidding, Molly. I know how to swim. Why would I have a snappy bathing suit like this elsewise?
Is that a bathing suit? I thought it was your winter underwear. It has long sleeves.
Well, that was the style when I bought this suit. I couldn't see any point in squandering money on a new one when this one is still perfectly good. Now, just let me grab my water wings here, and I'm all set.
Promise me you won't dive off the high board, McGee. You remember what happened that time at Dugan's Lake? You cleared the end of the board, but your swimming trunks didn't.
Yeah, it got pretty monotonous staying there in the water until dark, too. Well, here's the pool, kiddo. Plunge in.
Well, what about you? I thought you couldn't wait to get in the water.
Oh, I figured if you went in first, you could tell me how cold it is.
Well, in this case, dearie, it's going to be gentlemen first. So you go right ahead.
Molly, the way you're acting, I'll bet you think I'm afraid.
That's right, McGee. That's exactly what I think.
Well, you're wrong as eight rabbits, kiddo. I'm going to stick my whole big toe in at once without even testing the water first. Notice how I stride confidently to the edge of the pool and... Ooh!
Is it cold?
Of course not. At least not for somebody as hardy as me. However, I think I'll foreclose the pleasure of going in this evening. I've had a little sniffle today.
McGee, you're malingering.
Well, whatever that is, it beats swimming. Especially in a small pool like this. Why, I couldn't even do my fancy dives in here.
I never thought I'd see the day when you'd be so cowardly.
Molly, I'm not cowardly. And if I've got to go in the water to prove it to you, I will. Of course, this will only be as a last resort.
Well, I'll never believe you aren't afraid until you jump in.
Oh, all right. Here goes. Or as them paratroopers used to yell when they jumped out, Jerry Colonna.
McGee, it's your head that's supposed to come up to the surface, not your feet.
Yeah. I've already swallowed half the water in the pool, and there's not going to be room in my gullet for the other half.
Give me your hand, and I'll pull you out.
Oh, gee, thanks, Molly. I was hunting for my pass key to the pearly gates there for a minute.
Well, I don't know why in the world you told me you could swim. You sank like a rock.
Well, I used to be able to swim. But believe me, the water they're putting in swimming pools these days is not like the stuff we used to get.
My, I'm having a wonderful time, McGee. I'm so glad the YMCA decided to set one night a week aside for married couples.
Yeah, all this exercise is good for a person. I can feel my corpuscles doing a buck and wing right now.
Well, I think I'll go downstairs for a few minutes and check on the new knitting class they're setting up. Do you want to come with me?
No. The only thing I know how to knit is my eyebrows. I'll stay here in the gym and work out with the medicine boy.
Okay, dearie. I'll be back soon.
Ah, there goes the good thing. Well, now, let's see. What is it you do with a medicine ball? I guess you just pick it up and swing it around. Oh, boy. You're sure making these things heavier than they used to.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, teen. How come you're wandering around the Y this wintry Wednesday?
I'm entered in the big Popsy tournament down on the second floor, I betcha.
Oh, is that right? How are you making out?
We haven't begun the match play yet. I'm seated fourth. That means there's three better Popsy players in the tournament than me.
Oh. Maybe you'll pull a big upset and win, sis.
Well, Tips is the favorite, I betcha.
He is, huh?
Hmm?
I say he is, eh?
Which one?
The favorite.
Who is?
Willie, too.
Who's the favorite?
That's what I heard.
Hmm?
I said, that's what I heard.
Heard what?
About Willie, too.
What about him?
He's the favorite.
I know it.
Well, I guess we've pretty well exhausted that subject. Are you taking part in any other activities here at the Y, sis?
I sure am, I betcha. I come down here every Tuesday for the children's story group. Miss Whipplecore from the library comes down and reads stories to us little illiterate children.
Oh, well, now, you're not really illiterate, Teeny. You just can't read.
That's what I mean.
Well, you'll be reading one of these days.
I sure hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can stop wasting so much time with Popsy.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, sis, what brought you up here to the gym? All of your activities are down on the other floor.
Well, one of the other kids told me there was something really, real funny going on up here, but I can't find it.
Something really funny going on up here, eh? Like what, for instance?
Well, he said there was a man with a great big stomach dressed in gym shorts trying to bend over and pick up a medicine ball. But I don't see him. You're the only person around here, aren't you? So long.
Hmm. He's playing putt.
Don't you think it's about time we got dressed and went home, McGee?
Oh, gee whiz. The YMCA is only open to married couples one night a week, and I got to store up enough exercise to last me till next time.
You'll probably be so stiff after tonight there won't be a next time.
Stuff and nonsense, Molly. I'm in better shape now than I was when we got married.
Well, I should hope so. At the time we got married, you couldn't even pass the physical to buy fire insurance.
Well, they were more strict about those things in those days. But if you don't think I'm replete with physical fitness now, just come in and watch me work out on the weights for a while.
How could you possibly work out on the weights, McGee?
What?
It's all you can do to lift your fork at the dinner table when you really get it loaded.
For lifting a fork, you only use one hand. But weights are different. Now then, you see this dumbbell here?
McGee, that's a terrible thing to say about yourself.
Oh, cut it out. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about this big weight here with the knobs on either end of it. You know that. You call that a dumbbell.
It certainly is a huge thing. How much would you say that weighed?
100 pounds. And I'm going to hoist it clear over my head. Of course, that's just as a starter. I plan to add more weight as time goes on.
McGee, if you add any more weight, you won't be able to get into your clothes at all.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Molly, I don't mean I'm going to add more weight to me. I mean I'm going to train myself to lift heavier weights. Now, stand back and let me show you the technique here. You see? You grab the thing down by the knobs and...
You didn't even budge it off the floor.
Some joker must have glued it down. Well, I'll try a different system.
Here we go.
You get it here, and then twist your hands around and bring it up to your chest. That's the breech position. Then one big thrust, and there she is.
Say, you did get it clear over your head.
It takes a lot of concentration and willpower to do this, you know. Mind over matter.
I'm awful proud of you, McGee. You better put it down now. You're getting red in the face. McGee, what's wrong? Put it down.
I just remembered something. I don't know how to put it down. There's a special way to do that, and I forgot what it is.
Well, can't you drop it?
And have 100 pounds come cracking down on my cranium. No thanks.
Well, you can't just stand there holding it over your head.
I know that. My arms are getting as numb as a couple of frozen fish sticks. What am I going to do?
Well, the gym instructor isn't in his office, or I'd go get him.
I never expected to go this way, Molly. Hit on the head by a dumbbell. Now, you know the way I want it. You get the house and the money, and Uncle Dennis can have my gold watch.
Now, McGee, we're not going to give you up as a lost case. Here, see if you can hand the weight over to me.
It'll break your arm when I do, Molly, but I got to get rid of it. Things are going black.
Just a little farther. There. That's fine. I've got it. No, I'll just set it down on the floor.
Good gosh, Molly, how'd you do that?
McGee, I haven't spent all these years moving the furniture around on cleaning day for nothing. Now, if you have the sense, put on your clothes and we'll go home.